Hi, welcome to our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange, and the start of our new series around reinventing account analysis. I'm your host, Sam Davidowitz. I'm currently the sales director for SunTech here in the US. And joining me today is our banking industry principal, Dan Gill, who has spent the past 25 years working to help corporate treasury customers work better with their banks, as well as helping banks utilize technology to optimize customer centricity and increase revenue. To set the context around today's conversation, ESG seems to really have cemented its place on the top banking trends for 2023. I believe we're past the hype stage, and we're really seeing banks make sustainability pledges, as well as businesses, big and small, announcing their own net zero commitments. From my view, there's definitely a heightened focus, and now seeing banks making serious investments both internally as well as with third-party ecosystem partners as they look to play a more active role in helping their corporate treasury customers go beyond a sustainability pledge and actually take action with innovative products and services offered by the bank, and presenting a huge opportunity to leverage these existing and new relationships to attract deposits, diversify revenue streams, and build a sustainable business. So Dan, as banks are increasingly incorporating ESG into their business strategy, what are your thoughts on how banks can focus on the E, or the environment aspect, when it comes to corporate fee billing and treasury products?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. That's a very good question. We work with a lot of banks, and so we're seeing a lot of different banks take different approaches to this. But primarily, when we're talking about the E part, if you will, what corporates are looking to do today is to develop their sustainability story, if you will. So they're looking for ways that they can demonstrate to the broader market how they are working towards these environmental goals. And to simplify it, that's really broken down into a couple of things from the corporate's point of view. One is we see this developing trend of what is being called a green score or an ESG score, but it's a model by which the company can be evaluated so that they can increase their ratings with the efforts that they have on sustainability goals. And so that's one part of it, this idea of comparing companies one to another with regard to their efforts. And so I'll just set that aside kind of as the idea of how does a company, what actions does it need to take to improve its green score, if you will. And that's part of it, and we hear a lot about that, and it's still being developed in many ways in as how the score works. Another part of it, though, is that most companies are working towards this idea of net zero on carbon emissions. And what does that mean? Well, it means a couple of things. Obviously, this focus on greenhouse gases and CO2 in particular is an idea where companies are obviously trying to reduce their carbon footprints, to reduce their emissions. But net zero, the term itself, means setting a date target and a point by which the company will balance the emissions that it still has to make in various classes with offsetting activities where they can reach a net zero point in the future. So it's got two parts of it. Obviously, the reduction of emissions, but also I need to be able to invest or support projects that can help get the company to a net zero point of view.
Excellent. Thanks, Dan. And given that banks have a substantial opportunity to combine participation in the, let's say, carbon offset market with their treasury products and give their corporate customers some novel carbon offset solutions. Can you explain how the green ECR concept will be helpful for treasurers?
Yeah. So here at SunTech, one of the things that we focus on is how can we help the banks to be more customer-centric, focused on those needs that their actual customers have. And so in the corporate space in the U.S., one of the biggest ways that the banks interact with their corporate customers is this thing called account analysis. Account analysis is simply the place where all of the typical cash management and fraud and other types of services that companies are buying from banks are reconciled and compensated for. And so account analysis, I describe it as perhaps the most legacy of all the legacy systems in the bank. It's been around forever. It hasn't changed much. And for that reason, it's not a very, it doesn't bring a lot of customer satisfaction to the treasury customers. So we're seeing a lot of transformation in that. And one of the things that that becomes important is not just selling the bank services, but actually allowing the bank to offer the services of third parties that their customers, their corporate customers might be interested in. And that's what led to this idea of what we're calling green ECR. So what is this idea of green ECR? Well, one of the big fundamentals of account analysis is that the bank grants something called an earnings credit. It's a soft credit based on the balances that are kept on accounts. Traditionally, normal earnings credit is used to offset treasury fees. But the idea of green ECR is simply that the bank can partner with one or more of these carbon credit marketplaces that have come up, where they can go into this marketplace and they can actually choose to support different projects that have an offsetting capability to them. So a carbon marketplace, if you go look at one, you'll see that they list a number of different projects around the world, in the U.S., in all different parts, that do a couple of things. They either help to offset carbon, or they eliminate or remove emissions otherwise. And the idea is that by buying carbon credits, I'm actually offsetting the things that I am currently emitting. And so I might invest or support a wind power plant in Arizona. I might support reforestation somewhere in the Amazon. There's a variety of different types of projects that a company can choose to support. And that helps them to not only tell their story and meet the objectives they have, but it also helps them to offset their carbon footprint. And so what the bank can do, and what has really become innovative, and we've seen a lot of banks doing this, is this idea of reselling these carbon credits through interfaces that either the bank manages or the marketplace manages, and allowing the company to support the projects they want, allowing the company to support the amount of tons of CO2, which is the unit that this is typically sold in, that they want to offset, and then offset the purchases of those credits themselves with this thing we call green ECR. It's really the same thing as account analysis. The only thing is, instead of offsetting treasury fees, you're offsetting the purchase of carbon credits. And that's very innovative from a bank's point of view and really helps them get into a customer-centric focus where they're supporting their companies, their customers, and they're also being viewed as sort of the player that can help the company meet their objectives, not just financial or cash management, but also in this green space.
Okay. And Dan, you mentioned that account analysis is for the most part a very legacy system in a bank. I imagine being batch-based with limited flexibility, they weren't necessarily designed back in the day to work with carbon credit marketplaces. So can you tell me, you know, what does the ideal tech solution entail to deliver green ECR statements in this day and age? How are banks approaching this challenge?
Yeah, that is the point, really. One of the challenges with account analysis, I would say, in most banks is the fact that we're in such a legacy world, right? And we're going to talk more about this in this ongoing series of reinventing account analysis, as we call it. But the idea is this. Account analysis is today in most banks the last thing that happens between corporate treasury and their banks. It's very batch based. Typically, you don't see a bill for the previous month until halfway through the next month. And just the way that this operates in most banks limits their ability to serve their customers in a way that is rapidly becoming more real time. The other thing is that account analysis, so it sort of gathers up all of the service usage typically, and it's all coming from within the banks from various product systems. Most legacy systems don't have the ability to then get interfaces from an outside third-party vendor, right? So in our view here at SunTech, really this is just the ability to take the services, the products sold by someone outside the bank and include them in the billing of the bank, an ecosystem, if you will. And so the carbon credit marketplace is basically giving us transaction information, right? How many carbon credits, how many tons did you purchase and so on. And because a modern system can not only do things using modern technology, APIs and things like that, but it can also do it in a real-time way so that the information can be made visible to the customer so the customer can make real-time decisions. Now, when you do that, you really change the value of what the bank is providing to the corporate customer, as well as helping them get into this new frontier of all things green finance, right? So it really opens up the bank's value, something that I call stickiness, right? There's a few things the bank's looking to do with this. Obviously, banks today in the rising rate environment are looking to increase balances. They're always looking to increase fee income. And perhaps most of all, they're looking to increase this thing that I call stickiness, the idea of am I the partner with my corporate customers in all things they're doing? Given the level of importance that ESG as a broad topic has come to, the more the bank can put itself as the vendor, the supporter, the place that helps their corporate customers achieve all sorts of things, the better they're going to be and the stronger that relationship will be, which will lead to increased balances, right? Because now they're being compensated for this soft green earnings credit, and it gives the customer a great story to tell about the actions they're taking on the green front. It can also, because it may mean balances that the customer is holding are being used for offsetting carbon credits rather than offsetting treasury services, it can lead to increased fee income. And all of this leads to a level of satisfaction with the customer that makes that bank their key partner in all sorts of things, which will then broaden relationships and lead to win-win all the way around with better results.
Dan, thank you so much for your very insightful view on this topic of ESG and the future for account analysis, and very much looking forward to seeing a ton of innovation come to market over the next few quarters. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Sam. This has been great.